Blog Talk Radio.
William Wallace.
Gotta be a little tall enough.
Fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Good evening, everyone. Just bear with me for about a minute and 50 seconds more. Just having a little bit of technical difficulties here. Something's not working here. So just give me about a minute 50, and I'll be right back with you. Thanks for everyone that's called in tonight. We got about 15 callers on the line. Just give me about a minute and a half, okay?
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding office. Perched on top of us from birth to death are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you. The human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government.
Okay, thank you very much. Everything's taken care of. Thank you very much. My name is Joseph Gibson. You're on Blog Talk Radio tonight, July 23rd, the year 2015, a little after 6 p.m. on the East Coast from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everyone's doing well. I like that intro. That's from that movie, They Live. Actually, that really reflects on how society is. If you ever watched a movie, it's a low-budget film, and if anyone watched wrestling years ago, because wrestling was very popular, you know, with Rowdy Piper and Jesse Ventura and Andre the Giant, you know, that was a popular, you know, entertainment back years ago in the mid-'80s and late-'80s. Well, Rowdy Piper, stars in that movie, and basically, if you've ever seen it, it's the aliens have infiltrated the planet, and they've got everyone bamboozled, believing that, you know, through subliminal messages. And Rowdy Piper stumbles across these sunglasses and puts them on, and he can see everything that everyone else doesn't see. Like, he'll look at a stop sign, and it has a subliminal message in it. He'll look at a billboard, and it has a subliminal message. And he freaks out. But there's a lot of people who live underground who knows what he knows. And yeah, the movie goes on. It's a low-budget film. But you know what? It kind of reflects on society today. Because, you know, you're out in public, or you go to the grocery store shopping. You know, you look at these people around and about today. They look like zombies. You know, they'll bump right into you, walk right into you, smash into you. Walk right out in front of you when you're driving. It's like, you know, they're hypnotized. You know, they're all medicated. The chemicals in the food have gotten them poisoned. And their brain, I mean, it's insane. I see it a lot. And sometimes it's worse some days than other days. And it's weird. It's very strange. You know, I'll be out with my wife and my child, and I'll be, look at everybody. We got to get home. Look at them. You know, they're driving all wacky, and, you know, it's just, you could just tell that people are just in some sort of, you know, subliminal state of mind where they're hypnotized and they don't know what's going on and they don't care. And some people are in a different state of mind. They're mean and they're nasty. And there's other people that are like, oh, yeah, everything's just perfect. You know, it's strange. I just, you know, if you ever, like, for the listeners tonight, when you go out tomorrow or even tonight, just take a look around. Or next time you're in a store or the grocery store, just stand back and look at everybody. Just watch them. and see their, watch their movements and see what they're doing and how they're acting. And you'll see it. I'm telling you, you will. I know you will, because, you know, I had this Navy SEAL. He worked with me landscaping for a little while. He worked for me for about 3 months because he was moving out to Nevada. So I gave him a job for about 3 months. Very good worker. And he told me that. Because, you know, we used to talk about this sort of thing. And he told me that. We were in the truck going to our next job. And he's like, you know, look around. Look at where a stoplight at a major intersection. People are walking and they're pulling in and out, cutting everybody off. And he's like, look at everybody. Look at them. You know, they're like zombies. And it's true. It really is. It's something, you know, and what is it? We don't know. Medication everybody's on? All these prescription medications? Is it the food that's poisoning us? Is it the air? People can call me crazy, but you can look it up. It's well-known fact now. The chemtrails, the where they spray in the air the aluminum barium monoxide, you know, the aluminum particles that they spray in the air, they say it's to reflect ozone and reflect the sun's direct harmful ozone rays and back into the atmosphere to create a cloud. So this way here, because, you know, the ozone layer is being eaten away and those sun rays can hurt us. So they spray these aluminum particles, barium monoxide, in the atmosphere. Look it up. Geostrophic engineering. Look it up. It's true what I'm telling you. Geostrophic engineering. Type it in your browser, and what I'm telling you is true. If you want to read for like 7 hours and still only get, you know, touch the surface, but I've looked into it, and it's true. And they do. They spray the air. You know, what else are they putting in those chemicals? Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, that's just one of the things, a lot of the many things that are going on in society that we do not care about today. You know, whatever happened to that Gulf oil spill down in the Gulf of Mexico? Has anyone ever heard anything else about that story? If there's anyone out there, you know, you can call in later on and let me know if you heard anything else. I can't find anything else about it. It's all nothing. Nobody's talking about it anymore. What? It's all cleaned up? No harm done? Right? No damage done. Everything's back to normal, right? Billions of gallons of oil in the Gulf of Mexico. No damage done. Wait, let's go back to life. Come on. Something must have happened. I mean, something's going on down there. Does anyone know? I mean, is there still an effect of that? I mean, I heard from what I heard that they never really sealed up that oil that was seeping through the ocean floor. I heard they never sealed it up. It was still leaking slowly. So I don't know. You know, the news media don't cover it, mainstream media, and not even alternative media. They don't even, they're moving on to newer issues and more important issues. But still, you know, you look back and you say, whatever happened to that? Nobody knows. You know, unless you live down there and you're affected by it directly, but no one's going to listen to you. You know, the news media is fake. We know that. I mean, I'm going to just give you an example tonight. I called up 5 different organizations today. Well, I emailed them. I don't want to lie to you. I didn't call them. We're going to call a couple tonight. But I emailed a few today and asked them. You know, I had one that was doing a petition drive for their cause. It was actually a gay rights group. And I emailed them. I said, you know, would you like to come on my program and, you know, talk about what you believe in and why you're doing this, why you have this petition. No response. 2 days now. No response. A little fishy, huh? You would think that, I mean, I worded it like I was some famous talk show, which I'm not, but I have a good, you know, we're getting a lot more listeners every day. I'm going to tell you that right now. So those of you who are faithfully contributing to the show, thank you very much. The show is growing. We're not to where I want to be yet, but we're getting a lot of hits on the archive shows. And you know what? Especially through the smartphones. People are logging on to this show through the smartphones. That's very, you know, I don't know too much about it because I don't own a smartphone. I just have a regular cell phone. And, you know, I think a cell phone, I just want to talk on it and that's it. You know, I send text messages because that's how people prefer to communicate, or you can never get a hold of them. But everyone's clicking on this show and listening through their smartphone. You know, that's something new. I mean, it's been around, but I'm just saying it's something new to me, because I'm like, I looked at the stats today, and yesterday, We had 1,250 smartphone hits on that show last night. So that was pretty good. That was just from the smartphone. You know, then you had your browser, and browser means people that log on the website through the internet, and then you have the archived hits where people download the show and then listen to it on their computer at home. And then you have your live call-ins where people call in live and get on the phone line. And when they press 1, that's considered a live call-in. So, you know, I'm new to this, but I'm learning every day. See, a couple weeks ago, I didn't know about this. But I'm looking at the stats. 1,257 smartphone hits on the show yesterday. Not too bad. Not too bad for a nobody. You know, so I want to make this show very popular. And I want, because we're tackling very important issues. I mean, these are important. These are issues that we're all talking about amongst each others. You know, and hey, listen, you want to go watch Dancing with the Stars tonight and you don't want to listen to me? Go right ahead. Because you know what? Your brain is mush anyway. You know, you're not going to understand what we're talking about. So the best thing for you to do is go to your television set. But those of you who want to learn, and those of you who care about your country, those of you who care about me, those of you who care about your fellow listeners, and those of you who want to participate in an open forum where everyone has a chance to say what's on their mind or what they saw today, or like someone, one of my listeners emailed me a story a couple days ago, and it was a really, and it's true, it's really happening. We called the VA yesterday and tried to tackle that issue. And I did during my own free time today. And I got no answers. I'm not going to lie to my listeners. I got no answers. So I'm not going to try doing it again live on the air. They're very, very computerized and technological. And they know trying to do. And they understand when people call in. And they know how to pass the buck to the next person. So you're not going to get any answers from an organization like that. So if you're a veteran out there and you're listening, you know what? I understand your problems and I understand your frustrations. But that's why I give you a platform to speak your voice, because what did I just tell you? 1,257 smartphone hits last night alone on this show. Hey, I don't have 2 million people listening yet, but I'm going to tell you right now, over 1,000, that's 1,000 people who heard what you had to say and what I had to say. So that's important, not including the live callers and the downloads of this show. So we're really doing pretty good. I mean, I look at I went down last week. My stats fell a little bit, but now they're going back up, and thanks to you. Because they give me a graph, like a balance sheet, and it shows, you know, where the how many callers are calling in and what, you know, it goes. It's like a graph chart. And I can't get up to the minute stats. It takes 24 hours, actually, to get the stat. It takes a little bit less than 24 hours to get the stats from the show the night before. But I'm going to let you know right now, last night's show did very well. And there was a show about a week ago that did superb, very well. I mean, you're talking over 5,000 hits over the last 7 days on that show. And like I told you last night, I don't know if they listened to the whole thing, but they did listen. 5,000 people heard my family talk about their problems and talk to me live on the air. So that's very important. So you guys out there who call in and participate, you know what? What you say is important and people are interested. So don't think what you're doing right now is a waste of time, and don't think what you're saying is a waste of time, because what you say is very important, obviously. And I'm telling you the God's honest truth right now. Because if anyone wants me to email them the stat sheet, I'll be more than happy to do it. Okay? Every day I check my dashboard on this studio website to see how the last night's show did. So I'm just trying to let you know how things work on this program. Because those of you who are faithful listeners who take the time out of your day to listen to what I've got to say and call in and say what you have to say and give me show tips and suggestions, I'm just doing that for you, okay? Because that's important, because I respect you. And how many talk shows out there would do that for you? Tell me. You think you're going to go listen to Glenn Beck and he cares about what you say? You'll never get through to him. You'll never get live on the air because it's a put-up job. All their callers are paid. If I pay him a couple hundred dollars or a $500 salary, you call in at 9:45, we'll get you live on the air. It's fake, okay? TV, it's a puppet show. you know, Sean Hannity, all those other shows. Then you go to CNN, and they're for the Democrats. You know, it's a game. But then you go to alternative media, and we got to be careful out there, alternative media people. You know, we can't get bought out by these sponsors and these large ads. We can't. We can't sell out. We got a key to the listeners. And I think a lot of these phony baloney shows out there on Blog Talk Radio, I really think the administration of Blog Talk Radio should alienate those shows and kind of get rid of them. Come on, John the Baptist. Come on. You know, this guy's selling miracle oil for $250 a bottle. You know, you sprinkle it on you and your heels. Come on. You know, let's knock it off. You know, that kind of ruins the reputation, in my opinion, of what this station and this program and this media outlet stands for. But that's silly. We all know that. Jesus Christ is not walking the earth right now, okay? I can't sprinkle water on you and you can walk. We all know that. Maybe some wacko out there believes that, but you know what? We see those people on the street corner every day, and what do? We keep right on going. You know, and because they can't be saved. They're nuts. But, and I'm not saying, you know, that you should be mean to anyone who believes that way. What I'm saying is ignore it. You know, if you're an idiot and you send $250 to somebody for a bottle of miracle oil, then you need help yourself. Because if you're easily that bamboozled, then something's going on. You know, so, but anyway, I'm glad that people listen to me tonight, air that out, because I always have a little introduction to the show where I talk, and that's kind of like the format that everyone does, and it's good, because I want to tell you what's going on today. You know, I want you to, because what's the title of this show? Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. Well, anyway, back to my original, what I said in the beginning, I invited a lot of people to come on this show and say what they had to say, and you know what? I heard crickets. All day. Nobody responded to me. Nobody. One person told me, I want to be interviewed. Can you get me on? I said, of course. I'll put you on. Emailed him this morning, and I said, okay, I'm going to call you tonight at 6 o'clock to be at live. Oh, he sends me back an email. I'm sorry, I overbooked myself. Look, buddy, you were a commenter on YouTube. You're not that famous, and you're not that important, because I never heard of you. I was just trying to give you a voice, you know, for something new here on this program to talk about what you believed in concerning the Confederate flag and the Confederate monuments, okay? What do you mean you overbooked yourself? What it is you're to say what you have to say, but you'd rather type it on in a comment section under a video on YouTube instead of really standing up for what you honestly believe in. You know, that's why my previous callers over the past few weeks who've called in and participated, I'm telling you right now, I really respect you, and I'm happy and I'm thankful for what you've done. Because you know what? It takes a lot of courage to call in to an open platform like this, especially when I tell you thousands of people are eventually listening to this program. And for you to call in and say what you have to say, knowing that all these people are going to listen to you, that's courage. You know, I respect that. And it's just like me. I'm going to get up here and say what I got to say. This is my show, and I'm trying to, like I said, the title of the show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live. All I'm trying to do is make sense of all the chaos and nonsense we see in society today. That's all I'm trying to do. So I got one person that's got a question already, so I'll stop talking here. And I'll give them a chance, because that's what it's all about. So I'm going to go ahead and put them on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there, Joe in Connecticut.
How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I just got a couple of comments about what you've been talking about so far. And
if I can add my
two cents in. You know, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again before I continue. If it's made by man, You have to be skeptical about anything, because everything out there is more or less a scam from the word go. Now, you know, as far as your person calling and it wants to be on the show and now he's overbooked and everything, you know, they're probably out there just fishing to see if you're real. It could be the NSA. you have no clue on what's really going on. The only thing you can do in your life is be honest and fair and let these people just scam themselves. But on another note, in Brooklyn, New York, this guy in his basement, he's been running this foundation, Childhood Leukemia, $10 million in donations, and 1% of it went for the cause. Some of it went to Israel, some of it went for salaries, some of it went for something else. So we find now that we're preying on sick children for another scam. That's about my talk for tonight.
But let me ask you a question. How do you know they really took in $10 million? Maybe they're just saying that. Like you said, everything's a scam. How do you know they really took in $10 million?
Well, it's true. But just going by the news articles that I've searched and the people that actually told me, it's naming names here, and it's also mentioning the New York Attorney General and everything else. So if you're going to believe the news, and it's printed here in front of me, then I'm just reporting it. But you're absolutely right. The news media is guilty, guilty, guilty. They do not report the news. They make stories up to suit their own needs.
Hey, what did you tell me one time? Remember you told me about Jesse Jackson and the reporter got her name wrong? Can you tell everybody that one? I like that one.
Well, there was an interview on TV, and I don't know what news organization it was, CNN, who knows. And she sat down, and she's you know, talking to the camera. And today we're here talking with Jesse Jackson about such and such, and she goes on. And when it goes back and the camera comes over to him, but I'm not Jesse Jackson, I'm Al Sharpton. And she says, I know that, but it says on the that's not what it says on the teleprompter. And if I don't read what's on the teleprompter, I'm going to be looking for another job.
Yeah, you see? And so that's another person out there who's listening tonight who is a supporter of this show who agrees with what I'm saying. Everything's not, it's all fake. And like you said, the guy said now he's overbooked. It's all fake. It's nonsense. But if I told him there was a $50 bill at the end of the tunnel, he'd call in and ask 1,000 questions, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but again, you know, you don't know what the government's up to. You don't know what these people are being paid to do. People are paid to collect information, to get your email address, to get your phone number, and it just goes all in a big database. You know, you've all heard about cell phones being recorded and all that sort of thing from the NSA. Well, let me tell you something. I started that long before it hit the news, long before it was implemented. I started with Henry Lee. He's the chief medical examiner of the state of Connecticut. And I was working at the University of New Haven, and I was there in the very onset of it, and I actually took some courses and things of that nature, and we'll just let it go with that.
Yeah, I understand. You can't divulge everything. And I remember you telling me that you worked with Dr. Henry Lee, and if anyone doesn't know, Dr. Henry Lee, he even worked on the O.J. Simpson case. He was the most famous forensic scientist across the country. I don't know where he's gone today. He's retired with all his money off to another country someplace. But, yeah, he was very famous. You're right.
He was at that.
Hey, well, thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for your input. I appreciate it. And like I said, you're a supporter of the show, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll press 1 and continue listening. Have a nice night.
You don't have to. I can mute you if you want. But anyway,
well,
that's good. No, I got him off. I beat him to the punch. I punched 1 before he could do it. But anyway, yeah, he's a supporter of the show. I thank him very much for calling in. That's Meriden, Connecticut, and I'm down here in Greensboro, North Carolina. And that's great. And these loyal listeners, I'm going to tell you something right now. Like I told you, the ratings of this show is going up, and we're going to have our say. We're going to have a big platform here. And you know what? Those people who started this thing with me, who started this program with me from when I was a guest on Interpraise Media and a guest host on another show. Those people who called in and supported me from that very day and gave me a backing and support, you know what? I'm not going to forget about you when we do get to a higher platform and we have tens of thousands of hits on this website a day with so many questions that I can't handle. okay? I will not forget about you. Your voice will be heard first. You are the founder, and that's the problem with America. You see, we forget what the founders did for us. We forget what our, and I'm letting you know, I don't operate like that. I will not forget the people who helped me in the beginning, because you know what? You're taking time out of your day to listen to this program. Yeah, we have fun. We talk about a lot of serious issues, newsworthy issues, actually, and you guys call in with your comments. And that's great. That's really great. And maybe some of you learn something. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just doing it to support. Hey, listen, no matter what, the fact of the matter is, I will not forget those who took the time out of their day to support my show, to make it happen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, like I said, it's growing. We're getting there. And I'm not sitting around all day doing nothing either. I'm emailing links to this show everywhere. I'm calling people. I'm harassing people. And you know what? We're going to be a thorn because we want answers too. We want to know what the hell is going on out there in America today. All this nonsense. They're going to confiscate 4.2 million men and women who are veterans and non-Social Security guns. We're going to sit back and allow that to happen? I called the VA yesterday live on the show. You saw the gridlock I got. We're not going to allow that to happen because we, the people, run the show in this country. Not Obama, Obamination, not the Republican Party, not Donald Trump, not anyone else. We, the people, are supposed to run this country. And as long as the media, these media platforms like I'm on tonight, still exist, it's our opportunity to say something and put it out there. And like I told you, these programs are recorded and archived on the internet forever. They'll always be on the until they shut down the internet, if they ever do, but that's impossible. If anyone thinks they could really shut down the internet has grown so large and so powerful. There's so, everyone thinks you have to search through Yahoo and Google. There's so many search engines out there you can use. You wouldn't even believe, your mind can't comprehend it. Like it says, we live in the information age. It's up to you how you use that information, you know? So we're going to go ahead and I want to touch base on a few things that I was looking into on a show we did over the weekend. And what I had a couple guests I was going to call tonight, but I don't want to do that tonight because it's a little bit late. I think I want to do that over the weekend, but I have a couple people I want to call and ask some questions. So if you'll just stay with me on the line, we're going to go ahead and try to put some people on the spot tonight. Hopefully we can get a hold of them tonight, guys. I sure hope so. We're going to find out. Let's see here. Let's go with this one first. Hopefully we can get them on the line. And this is the church I'm calling, okay? And remember Brother Peter was on the show and he gave us a big long lecture about what Bible. Trust me, I have some good questions to ask these people, so just bear with me, okay? And we're going to try to put them on the spot. And hopefully somebody's there and they pick up.
Liberty Baptist Church.
Hey, how are you tonight? I got a question for you. Your church, are you just a receptionist? Or are you a pastor at that church or what?
What is it that you need?
Well, I'm asking you, are you the pastor who is able to ask a biblical question or are you just a receptionist?
Well, and I'm asking you what you need.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, I'm calling from Reidsville, North Carolina. I live in Reidsville, and I want to know what Bible you guys teach from, the King James or the NIV?
King James.
King James. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's okay. Well, you answered my question. And can you just, I mean, I'm interested in your church, and that's, I like that. Why do you teach from the King James? Can you tell me?
Yes, sir, because it's the best translation that is available for us today. We don't believe that it's double inspired. We believe that it's inspired. The Word of God is inspired.
Yes.
But I'm not sure, you know, I don't necessarily teach that the English version, the English language itself is inspired. The Word of God is inspired, and the King James is the best translation that we have of the Word of God.
Hey, brother, I'm a Baptist, and I that's what I have been looking at right now, King James, you know, the 1611 authorized version, Scofield Study Bible. And, you know, if you said NIV, then I'd be poking at you a little bit here.
right, yeah.
You know?
Well, and the reason why I was a little cautious is because we have had people call on that before, and they come from the same cross, either they're salespeople or whatever. That's why I'm a little hesitant. That's the reason why, you know, for that. But, you know, usually when people ask if is this a reception or the pastor, they want to sell the pastor something.
I understand, and we live in a time of deception.
Right.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
It's all lies, and what I was trying to get at, and that's why I went ahead and went along with you, because hey, I called you, so. You know,
right.
I'm going to do what you ask. And I just wanted to ask you a simple question, and you gave me an honest answer. And I support you. I support that.
So, now, my name is Ted Ashenbrand. What is your name?
My name is Joseph Gibson.
Joseph Gibson. And you live in Reidsville.
I do. Well, Bethany, technically.
Bethany. Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah.
And
where are you guys
looking,
located? Where's your church located?
Are you familiar with Reidsville at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we're across from the Red Cross Station on Highway 14.
Okay, I know where that is.
And we're a smaller church. We have, right now during the summertime, we're about 50-some, but you know when everybody's back, and we have upper 60s and so forth like that. We're a smaller church.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's, we go pretty much verse by verse on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We're teaching the book of Revelation. I'm pre-trib, pre-mill. I mean, well, you know what I'm saying.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. Well, what's the exact address? Then I'll let you go because I may come by and check you guys out and then tell you I'm the person that called in. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. You said you need to ask
your
question.
What's your address?
Oh, address. My address is 141 Broadleaf Road.
Broadleaf Road. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when's a good time to stop by your church there? And this way, I can tell you, you know, why I called in and what my intentions were. Because I support the King James, and you know, I had a lengthy conversation with Dr. Ventura, who's a personal friend of mine. He has a Bible Believers Baptist Church out in San Diego, and I'm here, like I said, in Reidsville, and we were talking about this. You know, what Bible should pastors be teaching from today? Because the NIV omits so many verses, you know.
And the NIV does. And I taught on it recently. But, Mr. Joseph, I'll tell you this, too. I've taught on it. I've handled it with our people. But really, we just teach God's Word. I don't spend a lot of time on defending the Word of God. We went through, we talked to it. I think some of my people might bring it. I don't slap hands. I tell them this is the reason why we use it. This is the reason why I preach from it. I do believe that somebody can get saved out of the NIV. And I do believe it's somebody. But what they do is, my approach is this. The King James is the whole Word of God. There's nothing left out. There's nothing, you know, the NIV, there's verses left out of there, like you said, and I want the whole Word of God, and that's why I use the King James. That's my approach on it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't slap hands when somebody comes in with the NIV. Now, we don't teach from that. I don't let my teachers teach from that or all that stuff, but, you know, just kind of let you know where we're coming from, too, you know.
Sure.
So, I really don't. I don't get hung up on issues. I don't, you know. I really don't do that.
While I have you on the phone, just as a representation of the church, What do you think about this Planned Parenthood nonsense that's going on? It really upsets me as a Christian.
Yeah.
And we as Christians should be up in arms about this. They're selling baby parts?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah. It's ungodly. It really is ungodly. But, you know, I preached Sunday night, I guess July the 4th. We should be voting, we should be praying, we should be witnessing. But also, too, we should do what we can. We should be doing those things, but we can't expect ungodly people to act any other way than ungodly people. Unsaved people are going to act that way. And so, you know, we do what we can. We need to be vocal. We need to be expressive. We need to vote. We need to witness, and we need to pray. And but for me to have high blood pressure and diarrhea over what's going on in the news, you know what I'm saying? That's
pretty blunt. And that's honest. I appreciate
you know,
that.
It's just I can't do it. I got to do what I can do, but God is also in control, and you know that's my approach to it. We got to do what we can do.
Sure.
We got to vote, and I'm pretty forward about people need to vote. I don't think the option is. Christians will tell me, well, there's nobody to vote for. I don't think that's an option. You know, I don't think that is. You cannot not vote and then complain about what the country is doing. You've got to.
You know, my grandmother always said that. She said, you know what? My grandfather. He said, you know what? If you're not going to vote, then, you know, why are you complaining at the dinner table tonight?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but I, as you can tell, I'm pretty much up front with folks, and I'm pretty, you know, you can kind of tell where I'm coming from. Look at our website. It's Liberty, it's lbc-nc.com.
Okay.
And you can hear some of our messages and our music and kind of know where we're coming from. And,
hey, listen, you're teaching from the King James, and I actually did a long, lengthy conversation on Saturday night about, you know, King James versus NIV, and you know what? This doctor broke it down passage for passage why the King James is the seventh translation and the preserved word of God, and that's the Bible we should really be studying from.
Right, yeah, so... But anyway, well, Mr.
But
Joseph...
Anyway, hey, listen, yes, thank you for your time, and I'll stop by your church, okay?
All right, yes, sir. All right.
Take care, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm, bye.
All right, guys, hey, you just heard it from one of the pastors here. We found a King James Bible-believing church. That's rare. you know how long I've been searching for someone to tell me that? Called around, and they're all NIVs. And I was looking for a debate tonight, but that guy agreed with me. So, you know, but it's on a good way, though, and that's great. And I know on Saturday night when Brother Peter was on the show, you know, we really went in depth about, you know, what Bible we should be learning from. And Brother Peter, Dr. Ventura, who's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania right now, he's traveling across the country, broke it down for us, verse for verse, you know? And what if you didn't understand why he, you know, what he did, then you know what? I kind of did it in a little more simpler way. And this pastor I had on the phone tonight, he was pretty nice, actually. You know, yeah, he was direct. Hey, why are you calling me? Because he knows there's so many scams out there. There's so much trickery. You know, you get people calling you. How you doing? Guess what? You got a free security system. You know, we're gonna put a sign in your yard, and then it's $99.95. Can I get your bank information? You know. But anyway, you know, if there's anyone else out there who wants to chime in or talk. You know, like I said, I put this show out there tonight, and we had a whole list of callers in the beginning of this show. I guess maybe people like to hear me rant, maybe. Maybe that's what it is, because I've had 10 people drop in the last 20 minutes. So I guess they got something to do, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But maybe people like to hear me rant. I don't know. But what I'm going to start doing, like I told you, I'm going to keep reaching out to the community. And we're going to keep trying to pull people into this show. And you know what? We're going to make something happen. Now, I got one
faithful listener here who's got a question. I'm going to connect this person. Hey, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hello, this is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I didn't really have a question, more like a comment.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't vote, but I do complain because I understand that when you vote, I believe that the voting system is possibly rigged, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I know when Ron Paul was running, everybody loved him, but he didn't get elected.
Yeah.
And it didn't make a lot of sense. So
yeah.
I just wonder if it even counts when you vote. But
you're right. And yeah, you're right. You and I have discussed this in the past, actually.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely correct. And but what he was doing was he was trying to appease me. And you know what? He sounded like a really honest and sincere person because he's from our same platform. There's scams and tricks out there. So look, why the hell are you calling me? Right?
No, I agree with everything he said, except for the voting thing. But that's just a personal.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I don't think that they take all our votes into account.
Bridget, not to interrupt you, I want the other person to know. I see they have a question mark and they have a question. But go ahead and finish up your comment first. Go ahead.
I just believe that it's rigged. I believe that they put who they want in there, whoever is going to push forth their agenda. And obviously Ron Paul wasn't part of that agenda when he ran because he didn't get in there. And I feel like
didn't we ask a lot of remember everyone voted for Ron Paul. It's just like you may have been too young. But back in 1992, I remember WCCC in Hartford, Connecticut, called to see. They did their own election, their presidential election. And this is when Ross Perot ran. And they called everybody, who'd you vote for? And they said, everybody said Ross Perot. But yet, it showed he got very little votes in the state of Connecticut. So, you're right. It's probably rigged. You're right.
I mean, I think, you know, because they can't have somebody in there shaking things up and changing the way they want things to go.
John F. Kennedy did that.
yeah, and they're, you know, now they're being more careful about who they let in. And, you know, the candidates that we have for the upcoming election, I mean, if they don't agree with their agenda or they don't want to push the policies that, you know, they want them to push, I don't believe they're going to get in there either. And it's a shame because, you know, it's a shame for all the people who go and take the time to vote and think that they're, you know, I'm making a difference. If it's rigged, it's a shame that, you know, they're basically wasting their time.
Yeah.
If it's
Bridget, I don't have any concrete proof. No, you're right, Bridget. Bridget, stay on the line. I'm going to get this other caller in and let him make his point. Maybe you can, you know, conversate with him or he just has a point to make. But I'm going to go ahead and connect him now, okay? Just hang on.
Okay.
All right, you're back on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Yes, it's you. You're on.
Hi, this is Joe again from Connecticut. Yeah, a couple comments on what you're talking about. You know, Mogilevich went to jail, went to prison for supposedly selling Obama's seat or something like that for the Senate. And just recently they found out, you know what, we made 5 mistakes. So they're redoing his case. But, you know, it doesn't matter really, I don't think, if you vote or not. What really matters is who counts the votes. Because sometimes politicians get on TV and they say things that they really didn't want to be heard on TV. Like when Bush lost the election for president. And he turns to Cheney, I believe, the vice president, and they needed Florida to win. You know what? I thought we were supposed to win Florida, he said to them. And you know what? After 2 recounts, they did win Florida.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, don't take my word for it. Check it out.
No, I know. What do you think about what Bridger said, though? She thinks, like you just said, you brought up a point. You think it's rigged, these elections? Hey, listen, I worked for years ago. I worked for Crosby Moving and Trucking. And in New Haven County, we used to deliver the voting machines. The big, you know, they were on wheels. And we used to deliver them to all these places, the schools, you know, where they would hold the votes. And then we'd have to pick them up when they were done, count the votes. But do you think that, I mean, I'm just saying, do you think those machines are rigged somehow or what? What do you think? How do they pull something like that off, in your opinion?
Well, as
Joe
I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. That's what matters. And now it's done electronically. That makes counting so much easier. And now they've given everyone the ability to vote without even having to show voter ID. So the fraud could be so widespread that you'll never know. But then again, you were talking last night about the VA and making phone calls and everything, and I wanted to comment about that. You know, most of the people who work for the VA, they're doing their job and they believe in what they're doing. But I believe the system is set up to make sure that you don't get through or get the answers you need.
And you saw that last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard it. Yes, I did.
You heard it for yourself. I believe Mike, who was listening, he called in last night, and he was pretty upset about that. He was broken up about that. Like, wow, what kind of country do I live in, you know?
Well, that's just it, and it's not getting any better. And what the problem is, I don't know, but if the problem starts at the top, then you know who you have to look at.
And that's what I'm worried about. If this show becomes so very large of a platform, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think they'll eventually shut me down or just let me continue on? I mean, what do you think is going to eventually – I mean, in your opinion, as, you know, being around and understanding the times in which we live today, like the title of this show is, what do you think?
Well, I think they'll try to get you off, and if it don't work, then they'll buy you off, you know. By the way, Trump is suing Telemundo or something for $500 million for making inaccurate news statements.
Really?
Well, that's what Trump said today. Now, I heard it right from his own mouth, so if it's not the truth, I can only report what I've heard.
No, I appreciate that, you know, I really do. And if there's anyone else out there who's got a comment or a question about, you know, the events that are happening out there today, you know, you're welcome to comment and call in. You know, I have 30 people on the line right now, but I've taken five calls already, and, you know, two of them were from the same callers. And you know what? Hey, if you got something to share, you got something on your mind, or you want to talk about something, or a previous show that I addressed a particular subject on, you know, like, for instance, last week we addressed the Confederate flag and Confederate monument situation, where now in Alamance County here in North Carolina, they want the Confederate monuments removed because they offend people. And we also have in San Antonio, Texas, they contacted me, and they believe their school should change the name. Their name of their school is named after Robert E. Lee, and I guess that's offending the students today, so they want the name of their school changed. So that's just some of the topics that I've talked and touched upon in previous weeks. So if you want to call into the show and you have a question, the phone number is 657-383-0616. And I'm going to tell you right now, everyone gets a voice. Nobody is left behind on this show. You know, if I screw up and I don't get to you because you have a question, I apologize. Trust me, I meant to get to you because I don't censor calls, I don't screen calls, and I don't ask you what your question is and why you're calling in. Everyone has this platform to say what they believe and what they feel, or make a suggestion or comment like the last caller did on a news story that they saw today. Because you know what? It's your opinions and your beliefs and what you think and believe in is what matters in society today. Because there's a lot of people who stay silent, and really they have something very important to contribute, and they do not. They don't do it. And like I told you, last night's show, 1,257 hits through a smartphone. People really pay attention, and this show is starting to grow. And I only thank the people who call in, because it's the live callers that ask the questions that really matter, and that's archived later on down the road. So what that's saying, like I said earlier, is your opinions and your thoughts are very important to a lot of other people for them to listen to this show. So, you know, I really thank you. I really do. And it's your support that makes it happen. But what they talk about, excuse me, is someone still on the line? Go ahead.
I'm here. Can I say one more thing before I go for the evening?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, about politicians and everything. You know, politicians, Republicans, Democrats, you know, they argue over nothing. We got bipartisanness and everything. You know, they're supposed to be working for us. They're not supposed to be working for themselves. Of course, we know they pass the laws for their own agendas, for their own purposes, to enrich themselves, to enrich their family members, to enrich their family, and all that sort of thing. But that's the way it goes. You know, yesterday, 12,000 people showed up in Times Square to demonstrate the decision about Iran and a nuclear bomb. I wonder if you're going to see nuclear weapons, nuclear whatever they're doing. I wonder if you're going to see any of that on your local news tonight on TV. That's all I have for tonight.
All right, thanks. Hey, Joe from Meriden, Connecticut. Thank you. And I'm down here in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we are, you know, reaching everybody around the country tonight. So that's good. Now, the comment he just made, no, you probably won't see it on your local news media. Maybe it did make the mainstream media. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You should not pay attention to the mainstream media because they're giving you misinformation. We've talked about this in the past. You're not getting – they edit everything. They screen callers. You know, it's like I told you earlier. You want to call into the Glenn Beck radio show? You're never going to get through. And those who do, they're going to edit your call so that they listen – so everyone listens to what they think should be heard. Alternative media does not do that, okay? Alternative media does not do that. Go ahead, Joe.
I can add a comment about – I can add a comment about Glenn Beck, if you like, that you may find of interest.
Okay.
Glenn Beck started his TV show, and, of course, he got off to his career and everything. And, of course, Glenn Beck, I don't know where he lives now, but he used to live right here in Connecticut, right around the corner from me. But originally, Kevin Trudeau was given the opportunity to do Ben Gleck, and he refused it. Now, this is from Kevin Trudeau's mouth. I don't know if that's believable or not, but he actually stated that.
Really? I didn't know that. And if anyone doesn't know who Kevin Trudeau is, he's the guy that actually sat in CEO and boardrooms, you know, pharmaceutical companies that were coming out with these vaccines and drugs that treat everybody, correct? Am I right?
That's what he says he did. Yes, he wrote the book Natural Cures and everything, and I didn't read his book, but I listened to the audio recording. And he talks about herbs and things of that nature, and he's absolutely correct. Now, is he a scammer and a scam artist, and is he sell snake oil, like everyone says? You know what? I really don't think so. I think he's out to make a buck like everyone else is. But from what I read and what I listened to, and I've been researching and doing herbs and plants for many, many, many years, and I make my own tinctures at home and things like that, and what he's saying is basically accurate, and it would more help people than be detrimental the way prescription drugs are. Not that I have anything wrong with prescription drugs, because they may be good for acute things, problems that come on quickly. But if you have a chronic illness, something that's wrong with you, I think prescription drugs would be the wrong way to go, because they are just poison. And most prescription drugs, by the way, are made from plants to begin with. But what they do is they take them and they change them so they can be patented, because you can't patent a plant. And that's how they make their money.
Really? You can't patent a plant? So if I was taking a marijuana plant, hypothetically, I can't patent that plant, correct?
No, you can't. That's why they don't want it out there, because they can't make billions off of it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in tonight. You're one of the supporters of the show, one of the regular supporters of this show, excuse me, and Bridget also in North Carolina, where I live. And like I said, Mike out in Wisconsin and Joe in Florida and Peter in California. You know, all you guys, you support the show. Thank you very much. But like I said, the title of this show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. And everyone is given a voice and a platform to share what's on their mind, or, hey, listen, take part in the conversation we are talking about today. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. You mark my words. Last night we called the VA hospital, didn't we? And we put them on the spot. And basically they looked like, excuse my language, a bunch of jackasses. Because they passed the buck to the next guy. Sometime we call the VA crisis hotline, and the guy's telling me, well, sometimes veterans, they call this number and they're not supposed to. You know, the number is forwarded to us by accident. I said, what kind of system are you running here? I go over to Afghanistan or Iraq, or I serve my country and I become injured and I have a crisis and I can't get an answer from anybody. What the heck's going on? What's going on? And nobody can give me an answer last night. Nobody. And that's a damn shame, guys. Let me tell you that. You know, whether you support the war or not, our young men and women go over to this country, Afghanistan, Iraq, or whatever have you, and they come back to this country and request help, or they call these 1-800 numbers, and they're given nothing at all. For assistance, but bureaucratic gridlock. And I'm going to tell you something right now. This show, I've only been on here for 2 weeks, this platform. We will examine all the important issues that are affecting society today, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to, and like I said, I'm out there every day asking people, hey, you got something to share? You want to come on here? You got something to say? What's bothering you? Because you know what? We're going to use this platform and this internet and the podcast and the radio to benefit all of you out there. It's not about me. It's not about Joe and Meriden. It's about all of you out there who have something to share and something that's on your mind, okay? I'm not like all these other blog talk radio shows where they want to screen the calls, they cut you off, they block you out of the chat room. You know, and then they're talking about, you know, like I said, John the Baptist and this guy selling miracle oil. No, we're gonna tackle the hard issues that affect us every single day. And I'm counting on you and all of you out there to contribute and help me bring these issues to the forefront where we can address them. And hey, listen, if we can make a change, that's great. If we can't, at least we tried. Because those of you who sit around talking and talking smack all day long and complaining about nothing, you know what? I'm giving you a chance to come on here and say what you have to say. Okay? So those of you that logged on tonight, I really appreciate it. Thank you. And those of you who called in, hey, listen, I really appreciate your time because that's important to me. And I'm not just saying that. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. And listen, there's no show tomorrow night, okay? But Saturday we'll be back at 9 p.m. And then Sunday is 8:30 p.m. for our primetime show. That's family night where I invite everyone's family to come on and contribute with ET. Listen, you got a family member you want to talk to? You got somebody you want to be in touch with? You got a problem? Listen, I'm here to help you. And my family will be on, too. I always have a lot of my family members call in and try to help all the other callers. And if you want to be on, that's your chance. But anyway, Saturday, 9 p.m. Tomorrow night, there's no show. Sorry, guys. I got to take a day off once in a while. And then Sunday, 8:30 p.m., okay? Hey, listen, everybody. Good night. Take care.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you gotta do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor.
Okay, everybody, thank you. Good evening. I appreciate your support, kind emails. And listen, like I said, contact me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. If you have a comment, show suggestion, or, you know what, if you disagree with me, that's fine, too. But you know what? Either way, tune in Saturday night, because this show is about you and understanding the times in which we live today. Thank you very much. Good night.